Good morning. Happy Saturday morning to you. This is Real Life with Beth and Rob. I am Rob Hall along with Beth Guckenberger. Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Happy Saturday morning, Rob. I'm doing great.
You doing all right today?
It's nice and sunny here in Monterey. Pretty nice.
You say that every Saturday. We get on here and it's like you're just kind of rubbing our nose in it.
I'm just saying, well, in September we rain every day for 30 days. But other than that, you know, it's not that exciting. Just hot, dry, and sunny every day.
There you go. So you spend the rest of the 11 months just reminding us that, you know, hey, it's pretty nice down here.
You too could be a missionary in Monterey, Mexico, if the Lord calls.
You could. That probably is true. You're probably right about that. Hey, you know, this is our second week in a new time slot.
And so
we might have people tuning in for the very first time, and so they're probably wondering what happened to their regular show at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, on XM 131. They're probably, who are these yahoos that have taken over our time slot?
Well, just give us 10 minutes, and then you two can know us yahoos. And good morning to you on the West Coast. I know that our earlier time slot, we probably didn't get to know too many of you, but we are happy to welcome you into the Real Life extended family. And every week we just have interesting guests, authors, political figures. Today we have some contemporary Christian music artists, whoever it is that Rob and I find interesting and who are talking about things.
That's right. The show's about us. What we find interesting, and hopefully you'll find them interesting too.
Just saying, whoever is thought leaders in the area of orphan care or in missions, or last week we had Gary Thomas on. If you're interested in hearing Gary Thomas talk about marriage, the sacred marriage, and the sacred search, you can find us on iTunes and on the website and get the download from last week. And, you know, I'm excited about today's show, though.
Absolutely. Mark Schultz is going to be on our show. Audio Adrenaline is going to be on our show. And more than just talking about sort of their music careers, and we'll talk about that some, these guys are heavily committed to a cause that you and I is close to our heart, and that's orphan care.
It is. And, you know, it reminds me of, I told the story, I think, when we had some of the NASCAR drivers on a couple months ago, but what I love, for example, about Mark Schultz or about Audio Adrenaline or my friends in the NASCAR circuit is you can be excellent at what you do, and you glorify the Lord through using your gifts and talents to the best of his abilities. But when then you use that platform that gets constructed underneath your feet for a purpose greater than the construction of your own kingdom, there's an anointing that comes with it. And I witnessed the anointing that comes when you come to a Mark Schultz concert or when you listen to a song like Kings and Queens and you realize that this was something that they got to step into. This was momentum the Lord was already using, and he just took a willing and surrendered vessel to do something great with it. So anyway, I'm excited for our listeners to get to meet them if they haven't yet and to get exposed to what they're doing.
Absolutely. You know, I can't let something go by. I thought about you this week.
And
I think about you every week. I mean, you know, but in particular, I was thinking about you because I came across you fly more than anyone that I know.
Yes.
You have like a bazillion frequent flyer miles. And so this story came across the news, and I said, I have to bring this up on the show.
Yes.
Delta, who used to have a hub in Cincinnati before they ditched us,
yes,
and they're shrinking the bathrooms on their airline. How is that even possible?
Well,
how can they be even smaller?
Yeah, you cannot. You cannot make those bathrooms smaller. I've tried to change a diaper in those things. You can't even turn around.
Yeah, change a diaper? What are you talking about? You barely can fit in to the bathroom on an airplane, and they're going to make them smaller. So for a flyer like you, I fly maybe twice a year. Going to Vancouver for a conference at the end of this month, I'll fly then. But you're a frequent flyer. I mean, are they basically just sending the message to you, don't bother? Don't bother. Just use the facilities before you get on the flight because it's going to be useless.
I think that might be. I mean, I'm sure that they must be getting some more seats on the plane out of shrinking the bathrooms.
They say they're going to add 4 economy seats. Now, I don't know how shrinking the smallest bathroom in the world is going to get you 4 more economy seats, but Delta somehow has figured this out. I just don't know how.
I saw on Fox News last week that Samoan Airlines, you know, the airlines that services, of course, the Samoan nations,
yeah,
they're now
like 4
charging
planes.
Their passengers by kilo. So you have to weigh yourself in when you check in, and depending on how much you and your luggage weigh, it depends on how much your ticket costs. And so, you know, you can like fast the week before and you make everything a little. But the spokesperson is defending their new policy and said, this is how it works. It costs us.
It's all about the fuel, right?
So, I know. I mean, imagine if you put your whole family on a diet, you could significantly reduce your whole travel budget.
Okay, now I'm probably going to get myself in trouble, and it won't be the first time.
Dang it.
I only know of a few Samoans, and they're usually in the NFL or something. I don't know of any Samoans who are thin.
I think they're not going to use the bathroom. What do you think?
not only are they going to pay extra because Samoans seem to be large people, but they cannot fit into the smaller restroom. It's impossible. So somehow Delta and Samoa Airlines have to figure out some type of agreement or something to make this work in the larger air travel world.
Okay. Well, next week, I'll be on one of those airplanes, a Delta airplane.
Oh, geez. Use the restroom before you get on.
I will. I'm flying to Michigan, to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm going to be speaking at a space where with Ray Vanderlaan, you know, the the Israel Bible teacher that I love so much. That is
he was just at CHCA where I work. He was unbelievable.
I'm telling you, I have one mind crush in the whole wide world, and it's with him. I think that he is brilliant when he ties together Old Testament prophecy and New Testament teaching.
So anyway, you're going to Holland. What are you doing up there?
I'm going to speak at the Christian school where he is, and I'm going to be doing some stuff there with seniors, and Hope College is up there. I'm going to meet with some folks up there, and I was just wondering, since I just confessed to all our listeners who my mind crush is, do you have a mind crush? Anyone that you think, like, because I've
ask a lot of these crush questions.
Tens of thousands of people never once really have gotten nervous. I think I'm going to get sick to my stomach speaking in an audience where he's out there.
Yeah, it would be one thing to have a mind crush on somebody. It's another thing to actually, like, be up in front of them and do what they do.
Yeah.
So I imagine it would sort of like being like, hey, I'm going to do a concert and U2 is in the audience or something. And you're like,
just saying.
Huh. Makes it a little more tense.
I'm just saying. I might have my first case of the nerves.
You never have the nerves.
I know, but
a lot. I mean, you're never nervous.
And I'll ask me next week if I was, and I'll tell you.
Okay. Okay, I will. I do have to say, I think we've talked about this before, that Malcolm Gladwell is my mind crush.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, The Tipping Point. I read that.
Yeah, he writes for The New Yorker and all that kind of stuff. And so I just read his stuff, and I think I would never have thought of that before. I'm a pretty smart person, and I never would have thought to do what he just did. So,
which is like your favorite. That's like your very definition of a good thinker, is someone who has an original thought. I remember that about you.
Oh, absolutely. And he's got more original thoughts in a minute probably than I do in a year. So I enjoy him. Hey, we got a great show today. Mark Schultz is going to be on with us during the first segment. We're going to talk to him a little bit about his music, and he's got an upcoming trip to Mexico. Actually, he's partnering with you, and so we want to talk about that as well. And then the guys from Audio Adrenaline will be on right after the bottom of the hour break. Man, I mean, again, I don't know who's booking our guests, but this is pretty good stuff.
It is really good stuff. I enjoy both of those artists. I love the music they're putting out. I can tell you that. Whether you're on the mission field, whether you're the mom or the student or the kid, that music that just lifts you up in your day and tells you, you can do it. You can do it again.
Yeah.
You can surrender yourself, ask for forgiveness, glorify the Lord. I mean, open up the heavens and rain down. That Mark Schultz song, I can't even tell you how many times I've listened to that thing on full blast down the highway here in Mexico. Like, here we go, Jesus, let's do it again.
Yeah, good enough it's on full blast so they hear him singing, not you singing. No offense to you, but he's a little bit more talented than you are. Hey, this is going to be a great show. We're glad that you're listening out there. This is Real Life with Beth and Rob. If you want to hit us up on Facebook, you can do that, Real Life with Beth and Rob, or reallifewithbethandrob.com. And you can learn more about the show there. And we're going to be back with Mark Schultz right after this break, so don't go away.
He found shelter under the rock and lay there looking at the stars. God, do you remember me? In Tales of the Not Forgotten by Beth Guckenberger, Joel dares to ask for what he can't have. Serafina sacrifices what she can't afford to give. Ibram looks for an answer buried out of reach, and Christina, saved by a mission, searches for her own. Follow these life-changing stories as they take you on a journey to faraway lands and unfamiliar faces. Travel through their challenges and see the hand of the great story weaver writing endings you'd never imagine. These are the tales of the ones the world doesn't see, tales of the not forgotten. In Tales of the Not Forgotten, learn how God is the great story weaver, weaving the threads of our lives into a strong and beautiful sign of His love. Check out Tales of the Not Forgotten book and missions materials by Beth Guckenberger. For more information or to purchase, go to your local Christian supplier or visit standardpub.com. See lives transformed.
This is Real Life with Beth and Rob. A happy Saturday morning to all of you out there. Good morning, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm doing good on this Saturday morning. How are you doing, Mr. Hall?
I'm doing good. You know, it's been a busy, busy week, so Saturday morning is a good thing. It's kind of like you can kind of slow down a little bit, so it's a great Saturday morning so far.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm excited about our guest. Tell everyone who he is.
Yeah, so we got a great guest. We got two guests today. Mark Schultz is joining us in the first segment. And, man, if you haven't heard of Mark Schultz, you've been living under a rock. He's won 14 Dove Awards over a long career, platinum-selling albums. The thing I really like about Mark is that he's a storyteller. So his music tells some just unbelievably great stories. And so we are great to have Mark on the show. Mark, welcome.
Thank you guys for having me on. I'm a huge Beth Guckenberger fan, so this is fun for me.
Who isn't? Who could not be a huge Beth Guckenberger fan? Come on.
And I loved in the first segment about the mind crush. That was just, I was sat here listening, I thought, that's unbelievable. So great. So fun to listen to.
Hey, but before we start talking about what's really near and dear to all of us, and that's Orphan Care, you have a new album out, and so I don't want to just pass that by. Tell us a little bit about that and what inspired you to make it.
Well, two things. You know, I just went through puberty right there when I just said that. My voice is two things. Number one, I rode my bike across the country a few summers ago to raise money for widows and orphans, and Beth was a part of that. And what happened is every morning I would get up and I would look out the window. Number one, riding across the country seemed like a good idea until I did it. And then I realized there's a lot of mountains between California and Maine. And so every morning I would get up and I would look out the window and I would see a mountain and I'd say, God, I know you can do it. So please just move that one for me today because I can't make it up that one. And he wouldn't do it. And then the next day I would say, hey, there's another mountain. Could you move that? And he wouldn't do it. And so I realized the bigger prayer maybe was to say, hey, God, I know you're not going to move maybe the obstacles for my life, but at least give me the strength, not my strength, but your strength, to get over them. And it was about that time I got a video that Beth had made with some of the orphans in Mexico, and they sent it. And one morning when I was just so dead tired, we put that video in, and I listened to their encouragements and saw their faces, and I thought, okay, God, it says in your word that these kids are important to you, that you've got a plan for them, you're a father to them, and all of his promises to them. And I said, each day that I ride, I want to ride for one that's different, and I want to ride for one of the promises that you're going to make. And by the time we finally made it to Maine, we'd raised $250,000 for widows and orphans. And God didn't remove any of the obstacles, but he gave me the strength and provided, like you said he would, at the end of that trip. And I thought, you know what, this trip wasn't attributed to what I did. It was attributed to what God did through all of us that were a part of it to raise that. And that's where the idea of all things possible is born.
I love that. One of the orphans that you met has actually grown up now and graduated from college and gotten married. And I just saw Rodolfo two weeks ago. He now serves in another site outside of Monterey where he and his wife serve orphans. And we were talking a little bit about just the encouragement that your music has brought him and just people along his journey who have seen in him what the potential of what God was going to do in his life. And he said to me that he works in lots of orphanages now, and kids, when they meet him, of course, don't know that he had grew up in an orphanage and had that kind of history, and that it's one of his favorite moments when he gets to tell them about where he came from and what God has for him now and what he believes God still has for them in the future, and to watch that hope light up in their eyes. And I know that you're just you're a big part of Roto's story, and so I just really actually want to say thanks for all that.
Well, let me just say this, and I think I learned this from y'all at Back to Back and the James Fund Family Christian Stores, and that is, for the first time, I realized that music can go beyond entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in the Bible, when you lose your life, you really find it. And in that bike ride and in those visits that I made to Mexico, what I realized was, when you sing, you have a platform and there's a spotlight that's on you. And when you use that platform to take the spotlight and shine it on something that's bigger than you,
mm-hmm.
You know, some people would say, oh, but you're losing your thing, you're losing your whatever. To me, it's one of the greatest gifts that I've ever received, and that is, Rudolfo, to see what you all were doing there, to put a spotlight on that. And I think it's so great because he came through your program, your organization, was able to get educated in a way he wouldn't have had you not been there. Mm-hmm. And then the beautiful part of it is Rudolfo comes back into the orphanages through your help, and the kids look up to him, and they say when they see him, Rudolfo, you're my hero.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's made it through life, and he's come back in a positive role model where some of these kids, their only role models they know are kids that are doing drugs or selling drugs or dead.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolfo comes back, and he's breaking the cycle. He's breaking the chain. And let me tell you, when my singing career is over and when I look back, I won't say, gosh, look at the awards and look at the number ones. I'll point to that and those kind of things and say, I got to be a part of something that organizations who are doing it well did well and changed lives. And the lives that were changed will far outweigh any awards that were won. And that's a realization that hit me a few years ago. And that's the greatest thing that I'll take out of getting to do this job.
We're talking with Mark Schultz, recording artist. And Mark, you have a trip coming up to Monterey. Tell us a little bit about that. And if I'm reading correctly, there are actually people who can sign up to go with you.
There are. This is really exciting. The James Fund came to me. Of course, I went down to visit Beth and to see what they were doing down there. And it was just a great, great experience. And I've been a couple times. And so this time they said, hey, what about if, you know, as you're getting out and you're doing concerts and people hear your heart for missions, what if we gave folks the opportunity to go along with you? And it's been fun over the last few, a couple of months to be able to talk about this mission trip to Monterey, Mexico, to really do missions one-on-one with these kids, these orphans that I rode my bike across the country for. And it's really been neat to see people connect the dots and say, oh my gosh, we've heard about that, but you're actually saying we can be a part of that story, what you're doing. And that's so exciting for me. So if people go to the Good Goers website, or they go to markschultzmusic.com, they can find out that more information about this trip. I'm taking the last week of May to Monterey, Mexico, to visit Beth and to help do the good work that they've started. And I just think it's so wonderful that people are awakening to the idea that they can make a difference in this world by stepping into missions, and this is a great opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just the eyewitness alone, you know, like people come in, if they think to themselves, I don't have the platform Mark Schultz has, or I could never be a missionary full-time, but sometimes just coming and having a firsthand exposure to what God's doing in the orphan world, or it just creates that catalyst that no matter where their circle of influence is, whether it's a classroom or their neighborhood or, you know, wherever and with whomever it is that they live and serve and are among, having an experience like they could have on a trip with you in May, will just, it'll give them all the fuel they need and all the passion they need to think about how they can make a difference for orphans. And I appreciate you being willing to lead a trip here, and we certainly invite any listener and any of your fans to come on it. We'll be doing all kinds of things, from, you know, playing soccer and pushing swings to swinging a sledgehammer and turning a cement mixer, and it'll be One thing I'm excited about is on the second to last night when you're here, you're going to be doing a concert, and we're going to have a talent show where the different orphanages here in our city are putting together a musical act. They're considering themselves your warm-up band, and they are so excited. And I'm telling you, I just heard a couple of them the other day practicing, and they were singing an old Bill Gaither song called "I Am a Promise" in Spanish. And I mean, you got to have a heart of stone to watch a bunch of orphans singing "I Am a Promise, I'm a Possibility" at the top of their lungs. It's going to be a really special night. We absolutely invite all of you to come join us.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I love about that is when I go on tour and I tell these stories, I tell the story about Rodolfo, how he started as an orphan and how his life was totally transformed by the work that you all have done and folks coming to do missions and giving him those opportunities and him coming back now to be a hero to those kids in the orphanage. And they hear that story, and I think what you get when you're exactly right, when you say when you come to help a mission trip, the story of Rodolfo stops being a story that you just heard, and it becomes your story. You get to be a part of that story, and that's where the life change happens, because it's just not a story that's out there. It becomes the fabric of who you are, and you take that home, and you can't help but wanting to help when you are part of that story.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, just give us a little bit. Beth hinted a little bit about some of the things that are going to be going on this trip. For you, what do you hope to get out of this trip? I know that you've been a lot. You rode a bike across the United States, for goodness sake. What keeps you going back, and what are you hoping that this trip will provide for you and the people who go with you?
Well, that's just it. I mean, I was adopted when I was young, and I realized that I get to do what I'm doing right now is not a testament to anything that I've done. It's a testament to what was done before I got here. God spoke in the hearts of my parents to choose me, to raise me, and I've benefited greatly because of what they've done. Now, I don't have to lie awake at night very long and think about the opportunities I've been given that these kids haven't been given yet because of their circumstances. And so there's something that burns inside my heart. Ooh, I guess I choked up. That if in some small way I can help bring hope and bring something to a child, you know, when you talk, Beth talks about the kids singing "I'm a Promise," and it just breaks my heart, because I think if I can get more people interested and more lives who can invest in these kids and give these kids opportunities that they've never dreamed of, what they can go on and do and the lives that they can go on and change, I consider it a great gift that because of being adopted and because of the circumstances and the gifts that I was giving, that I can now turn around and do something like Rodolfo's doing and give back to a community because I have such a heart for it. And to see these kids grow up and save from drugs and being on the streets, to become a member of God's family that makes changes, and for them to grow up and do that back to other people, that is powerful. And the life of Mark Schultz can be so much more of a benefit because of these trips and what we're doing just to give back to these kids exponentially. It changes lives exponentially, and I want to be a part of that.
Mark, we just got about a minute left. Remind our listeners again how they can plug in, they can learn more about the trip, and find out the information they need.
Yeah, they can come to markschultzmusic.com. On the front page, there will be information about this mission trip. Again, it's the last week in May. And then they can also go, if they're involved in family Christian stores, going to get something there. They've got a website, Good Goers. I think it's goodgoers.com, and I might be lying about that. But if you go to family Christian stores website, you can learn more about it and find that. But for sure, markschultzmusic.com. If you want to go to markschultzmusic.com and not markschultz.com, because it's an all-star wrestler body slam with some guy.
markschultzmusic.com. Mark, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Looking forward to it, being in Monterey. And again, I do invite people down there because it's one of my favorite things that I get to do, and to see Beth and her family and the work that they're doing. And I just want to introduce more people to that.
Great.
Thanks,
Mark. All right, blessings to you.
Thank you, guys. Looking forward to it, Beth.
Okay, see you soon, friend.
Bye-bye.
Man, that is a genuine guy right there. Good to have him on the show. Hey, this is Real Life with Beth and Rob. I am Rob Hall, Beth Kuchenberger. We're talking with Mark Schultz. Hey, after the break, we're going to talk with Audio Adrenaline about some work that they're doing as well. They're doing in Haiti, so you do not want to miss that. Come on back right after the break.
Have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Visiting Angels has over 400 franchised locations across the nation. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours a day. Rates are affordable, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has cared for hundreds of thousands of seniors nationwide. Franchises are available. Call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels now at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care, at 877-374-LIVE.
He found shelter under the rock and lay there looking at the stars. God, do you remember me? In Tales of the Not Forgotten by Beth Guckenberger, Joel dares to ask for what he can't have. Serafina sacrifices what she can't afford to give. Abram looks for an answer buried out of reach, and Christina, saved by a mission, searches for her own. Follow these life-changing stories as they take you on a journey to faraway lands and unfamiliar faces. Travel through their challenges and see the hand of the great story weaver writing endings you'd never imagine. These are the tales of the ones the world doesn't see, tales of the not forgotten. In Tales of the Not Forgotten, learn how God is the great story weaver, weaving the threads of our lives into a strong and beautiful sign of His love. Check out Tales of the Not Forgotten book and missions materials by Beth Guckenberger. For more information or to purchase, go to your local Christian supplier or visit standardpub.com. See lives transformed.
If becoming or staying debt-free is important to you, you're not alone. 10 years ago, I was worried sick, overwhelmed with debt, and so tired of not having enough at the end of the month to make ends meet. I was working a full-time job, but getting deeper in debt every month, and I hated being away from my children. I finally said, that's enough, and I made a decision to do whatever it took to get free from the terrible debt that was causing me so much stress. I'm Gina Neef, and I want to invite you to find the same financial freedom that I found. Not only did I pay my way out of debt, I was also able to leave my corporate job and work from home and be completely available to my family. For years now, I've worked part-time hours, making more than a full-time job would ever pay. I remember the pain of being in over my head, and I'll never forget the joy of becoming debt-free. That's why I show others how to do the same. If you're ready to work from home and find financial freedom, then I'm eager to show you how. Go to findingfreedomnow.com. Discover how you can get free from debt. Go to findingfreedomnow.com.
Last October, I went on a back-to-back mission trip to Nigeria, where I had a chance to meet the boy I sponsored through back-to-back. The moment I met him, it became real that Jeremiah was not just a boy in a picture. He was a boy with dreams, hopes, and a story just like my own kids. At that moment, I saw how back-to-back is changing the lives of orphans around the world. I realized that in the same way I'm here for my children to be part of their stories, I can also be part of Jeremiah's. In the same way that my children can be a brother or sister to each other, they can care for Jeremiah. They can write him letters and share their stories as they grow up. We can help him to receive an education and food to fill his stomach. But more importantly, we can be involved in his life and encourage him to follow his dreams. I learned that sponsoring a child through back-to-back is not just about financial support for an orphan. It is about allowing God to intertwine your story and your heart with a child in need. For more information on sponsoring an orphan like Jeremiah through back-to-back, contact 513-754-0300 or email at childsponsorship@back2back.org.
Beth and Rob. I am Rob Hall, along with Beth Guckenberger. Happy Saturday morning to you, Beth.
Happy Saturday morning, Rob. It's wonderfully hot and sunny here in Monterey, Mexico.
You always have to, you have to poke it every time you can. It's hot and sunny in Monterey, Mexico.
Yes.
Hey, Mark Schultz was great, man. What a great thing he's doing. What a great, you can't fake that stuff.
No, you can't.
Right? You just, his heart for the orphan, you cannot fake that stuff. And I'm just so excited now. I mean, we back that up with what I have to say is one of my favorite Christian bands, Audio Adrenaline. I mean, I'm coming out in the air. I'm saying that right now. So if we have other artists on the air, I'm not going to be able to say that like I said here. And so Kevin Max and Will McGinnis from, I guess, the new Audio Adrenaline. You might know Kevin Max from his days at DC Talk, and now he's joined the band Audio Adrenaline. They have a new album out. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But I think more importantly, what's near and dear to our hearts and Mark Schultz and their heart is the cause of the orphan and their work specifically in Haiti. So good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us. Really
absolutely
glad to be here.
Great. You know, I was listening to the new single Kings and Queens and from the album of the same title, and I saw the music video. It is what a great song, what a great video. Kind of tell us a little bit about what inspired the new album and where people might get it.
I think they can pick it up. This is Kevin, by the way. I think they can pick it up anywhere now. You know, maybe there's some holdout stores that are still kind of like, hey, you know, Kevin Max is the lead singer now. But I think most places have it. You know, obviously online, iTunes, Amazon, you know, all those places. Yeah, I mean, we're just super excited about this project. We're in the middle of a tour right now. We just got back from Australia. The shows have been going great. The album has been, you know, doing really well. Obviously, it's been critiqued very well.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about, you know, the Kings and Queens. We've got another single coming out pretty soon. You know, the whole ball of wax started, you know, Mark and Will kind of talking with a friend of ours named Wes Campbell here in town about restarting the brand after so many years of being off the road. And, you know, the heart of it really came out of the desire to raise awareness for Hands and Feet Project that Will and Mark started years ago. When they told me about that it would be, you know, Audio Adrenaline back on the road, making albums, rocking out. But the fact that we were going to be raising awareness for Haiti, I was just like, man, I mean, what better yeah. combination, you know,
right.
to kind of resurrect another great rock and roll band, you know?
Right.
I was, this is Beth, by the way, and I am a missionary full-time to orphans overseas, and I've been to Haiti a whole bunch of times. And the first time I watched the music video for Kings and Queens, I was surrounded by, my kitchen was full of other orphans, and they weren't Haitian at the time, but they were watching it, and they couldn't even understand fully all the lyrics, but they absolutely understood the principles and the values of that song. And I just, I think it is, again, a testimony that music transcends all cultures and that it transports you into another place. But I just want to do, before we get into all the rest of the questions, just tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing for orphans and around the world, really, not just the ones that you're benefiting directly through Hands and Feet. But tell our listeners a little bit. I was telling Rob before the show that I was at a ministry conference doing some speaking, and there was a whole hall full of people that serve orphans, and I won't throw anybody under the bus, but there was a big banner next to the Hands and Feet banner, and the big banner said some astronomical number of orphans that they're serving for like $1.50 a day. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know a single person on the earth that you can service for $1.50 a day. Like, you know, there's nothing you can do. And then next to it was the Hands and Feet, and it said, how many kids that you're hoping to serve in the next year? And I walked right up to the person that was in the booth, and I said, I know you're doing it right because you are concentrating on the whole child. You're wanting to impact every aspect of the child. And I want our listeners to get a little bit exposed to Hands and Feet and how they can be involved in what you're doing. So can you tell them a little bit about it?
Yeah, wow. Thank you for saying all that. That's incredible. We do definitely feel like we're touched by God in a way that we've been able to be working under a new model than kind of the old guard has functioned under. And my name's Will, by the way. Sorry, I should have said that. I know you can tell my voice is a bit different than Kevin's.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I mean, I think just because we come from a marketing background, you know, we had to market our band, you know, our whole career, and we had to learn how to position ourselves and learn how to really tell the story well and go out there and have a deep, deep well to draw from and a great heart. But I think God has just really used that combination in mission work to put hands and feet in a place that I don't think a lot of other missionary works can be in. And that's certainly why Hands and Feet Project is back, you know, on the forefront of Audio Adrenaline's career. You know, we started it with the band's platform back in 2004. Mark's parents had been missionaries on and off to Haiti for, you know, since about 1980, I mean, years. And of course, they were doing it under the old mechanism. And we just really wanted to find more that we could do as a band and also help them in their work to Haiti. And so that's how Hands and Feet Project was born. Our philosophy is exactly what you said. I mean, we take the whole kid on, and we are challenging ourselves to provide every need that they have. But beyond that, we want to help them reach their God-given design. So, and the most important thing that we feel like we've stumbled into through a lot of trial and error is that they have been robbed of family, and we want to provide them family back. So our motto is a family-style model. You know, it's akin to foster care, and it's probably the first of its kind in Haiti. We put sibling groups in small families.
Amen.
And we have a patriarch nanny, and we have a mom and dad Haitian that come alongside them, and we build what we call our villages, basically smaller houses that are in, you know, an area that we own, and we protect them, and we provide the things they need, you know, whether it's assistance with food or it's work or it's some help in all the other ways that you can need help as a family to provide for you know, children that are not your own, but that you have a heart for. You know, that's what we do. So, you know, we also have groups that come in from the United States and other countries of the world, first world citizens that want to see how the rest of the world lives, and we provide an environment, a safe environment for them to go in to help us love on these orphans, to help us reach out to the communities there in Haiti, and also to, you know, to just to give them an experience of what mission work is. So that's kind of our twofold mission, is to be the last best resort for an orphan that can't get adopted, and then to help first world citizens kind of get out of their comfort zones and go into a place like Haiti and to learn from it, you know, and to really be different when they go home.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking with Kevin Max and Will McGinnis from Audio Adrenaline, not only about their new album, Kings and Queens, but the Hands and Feet Project, something that they are totally invested in. And tell our listeners a little bit, what would be three easy ways perhaps for them to get involved?
I can take that on. First of all, we're in the middle of our Kings and Queens campaign, which is a capital fundraising campaign. So the cool thing about this new Audio A 2.0 is that direct proceeds from the sale of our record go back to building orphanages in Haiti. So, and again, we don't like the term orphanage so much. We use children's village. And that more depicts what our model is. But so when you buy Kings and Queens, you directly help our children's villages. You can go to our website, handsandfeetproject.org. You can sponsor any number of our beautiful children there. And one of the new revolutionary kind of models that we've also developed for that is that we have a Facebook connect to our children that you sponsor. You enter their family room when you sponsor a child at Hands and Feet, and you're able to connect with them on a weekly basis, biweekly basis, through Facebook, and it's very well protected and secured and all of that. And we look out for the best interests of the child, of course, but it just gives such an incredible connectivity to people and families and other people who want to kind of get involved in the child's life financially and also spiritually, and just encourage them in their walk in this world. So that's a big way. And again, the third way I mentioned earlier was just a group of you can get together, and you can come on a trip down to Hands and Feet and visit us there and help us that way.
Well, we just so appreciate you being on the show. This is a huge thing for you to take on. There are 163 million orphans in the world, and the thing that I love about you guys is that you have taken the platform that music has given you, and you are pouring in deeply into the lives of orphans in Haiti. And so, best to you, blessings on your tour, the new album, and nothing but success as we strive together to support orphans.
Thank you so much
you.
For having us.
Absolutely.
I would just say also to our listeners, there's a lot of people doing orphan care around the world, and really the tip of the spear is the way they're doing it. Family care, family style.
Absolutely.
Whole
they're doing it right.
Development.
They're doing it right.
So I just wholeheartedly concur with that.
Absolutely. This is Real Life with Beth and Rob. Thanks to Kevin and Will for being on the show, and we'll be back just after this break.
Last October, I went on a back-to-back mission trip to Nigeria, where I had a chance to meet the boy I sponsored through back-to-back. The moment I met him, it became real that Jeremiah was not just a boy in a picture. He was a boy with dreams, hopes, and a story just like my own kids. At that moment, I saw how back-to-back is changing the lives of orphans around the world. I realized that in the same way I'm here for my children to be part of their stories, I can also be part of Jeremiah's. In the same way that my children can be a brother or sister to each other, they can care for Jeremiah. They can write him letters and share their stories as they grow up. We can help him to receive an education and food to fill his stomach, but more importantly, we can be involved in his life and encourage him to follow his dreams. I learned that sponsoring a child through back-to-back is not just about financial support for an orphan. It is about allowing God to intertwine your story and your heart with a child in need. For more information on sponsoring an orphan like Jeremiah through back-to-back, contact 513-754-0300 or email at childsponsorship@back2back.org.
With Beth and Rob. I'm Rob Hall along with Beth Kuchenberger, and man, what a great show. I mean, if you're just tuning in, you've got to go and download the show. We've been talking to Mark Schultz and also the guys from Audio Adrenaline, Audio A, about their heart for orphans. So they've got some new music out, which is cool, but quite honestly, what's coolest to me is just hear the heart, Beth, that these guys have for orphans around the world.
Yeah, you and I have talked about just priorities, you know, like no matter what your vocation is, what is it that is your calling and how to put your calling above your vocation. And even in a vocation as bold and as showcased as contemporary Christian music, that they seem to have put their calling, which is to serve orphans in Haiti, above their vocation. And I think that there's a good lesson in that for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I want to mention we do have a Facebook presence, Real Life with Beth and Rob, as well as a website by the same name, reallifewithbethandrob.com. And we're going to give away some music this week. If you'll visit us on the Facebook page or the website, we'll randomly pick out some listeners and send them some new CDs. So Mark Schultz and Audio A both have new CDs out, and so we'd love to send some for free. So check out reallifewithbethandrob.com. Also, BethGuckenberger.com, you can visit there. I mean, we got so many websites, but if you go to reallifewithbethandrob.com, you'll get a link to all of those things, including links to the guests that we've had on the air. So check it out, and you can download the shows there, or you can go to iTunes. And in our first year, Beth, can you believe it? Over right around 700,000 people downloaded our show. That's ridiculous.
I think it has a whole lot more to do with our guests than it does our show.
You got that exactly right.
Really, really great guests in this last year that they're just fun to listen to. And, you know, we like to say that we want to inspire conversations of substance throughout your day, that when you're talking to someone at lunch or dinner that you can say, hey, on the radio this morning, I heard this kind of conversation. And I really think that one of the things I get the most excited about are the kind of guests that we have on, the quality of a Mark Schultz or an Audio Adrenaline, and what it is that they're doing, and how I hope it today inspires conversations in our listeners to be thinking about. I mean, I liked what Mark was saying when he said that he wants to be about something bigger than himself, which is a theme for us. We talk about that all the time. When you invest in something bigger than you, inevitably you get caught up in an adventure that is more exciting than what you could have done for yourself anyway. But to hear Mark, you know, even vulnerably share his emotion about that on the radio this morning.
Broken up.
Like, I know it's just a high quality.
Now, the thing that I thought was interesting, people don't know, you're in Monterrey, Mexico right now.
I'm in
Cincinnati, Ohio right now, and we're doing this show. And so through the beauty of technology, we are connected via FaceTime through our iPhone, so we can see one another. And when Kevin Max from Audio Adrenaline was talking about the model, or maybe it was Will talking about the model of how they're doing things in Haiti, I saw your face totally. You almost jumped out of your chair as they were describing. We were talking a bit about it during the break. Those guys, they are doing orphan care. I do want to say they're doing it right.
Yes, I think so too. And even the fact he doesn't want to call his orphanage an orphanage, you know, I'd love that he calls them children's villages. But there has been in the last several years just a real trend in orphan care movement to move away from institutionalized living. Nobody on the planet thinks kids should be raised in an institution. So why are we raising money to build bigger and better institutions or prettier looking institutions? That's not the right model. The model is the family. That's what God gave us from the beginning of time. And when you hear of an organization that's doing everything that they can to create a family atmosphere for a child, that's someone that you can get behind. And so that's what I was trying to allude to when I said to him, my first brush with Hands and Feet was, they're trying to impact a smaller amount of people, but in a more significant way, which is, as we've talked to the When Helping Hurts folks and the We Are Not Heroes folks and lots of our guests here in the last several months, that is the direction that Missions is going. Nobody's impressed any longer by big inflated numbers. In fact, when you have really big inflated numbers, it's like a neon sign that says you have basically minimal contact. And nobody thinks that life change happens that way. It just doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And what struck me was sort of the parallel vision between what they're doing and what Back to Back is doing. And so, again, we talked with Mark Schultz about his trip that he's taken to Monterey. By the way, you can visit his website, markschultzmusic.com, or reallifewithbethandrob.com, and get more information about that. If you want to take a trip like the ones you've been hearing us talk about today, going with Mark would be a great chance to do that. You can go with Mark Schultz at the end of May and check that out. But I was struck by the similar vision about how this discussion of working on the mission field, especially with orphans, is beginning to change to this idea of taking care of the whole child instead of just merely taking care of perhaps their physical needs.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying to someone recently that another organization, a third organization, not Hands and Feet or Back to Back, but a third one, who's doing this same kind of thing in an Asian culture. And I said, I absolutely love, if I thought we were the only people doing this, I'd be wondering, why am I the only person tuned into this channel? I must be hearing it wrong. But when you hear that God is impressing his heart for family, for the orphan, Psalm 68:6 says, God places the lonely in family. When you see him move to that end in multiple settings through unrelated parties in different various countries and cultures, you know you're part of something that God is doing. And I just, it's encouraging. It's really encouraging to me to hear that, because it's hard, you know. We've been talking about this whole year. If we're still building institutions in the next several years, it's like we're using dial-up internet. Like, it's simply not what is going on. But it's a massive change to make, you know, make houses smaller and train people and get more personnel and do that. But the end result is absolutely worth the work. And so it's just fun to partner with someone like Hands and Feet and help get the word out about them, and certainly invite all of you to come with Mark Schultz to the back-to-back trip and see firsthand what it looks like for a child to be living in a family environment.
Absolutely. And perhaps for our listeners who've never been on the mission field or taken a short-term mission or any of those things, there's nothing is going to change your life more than not just reading about it, seeing about it, hearing Mark Schultz or Audio A talk about it or us talk about it, spending a week, spending 2 weeks, whatever it is, getting to know the real people, the kids who are orphans, instead of just labeling them as an orphan. You get to meet Rodolfo, or you get to meet Jose or Juan or whoever it is. It changes. It will change your life forever.
Yeah, the cause becomes the person, and I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quote that says, "Do for one what you wish you could do for everyone, what you could do for all." You know, you don't have to be able to know what to do for 163 million people. Nobody knows how to do it for 163 million people. But you can go on a trip or you can sponsor a child, and you can do for one what you wish you could do for all, and just pray that the Lord's moving his whole body to do the same thing.
Yeah, and it's not like there's not any opportunities. We just gave, I don't know how many just today. I mean, you can go, we don't care who it's with. I mean, it could be, we'd love for you to visit with Back to Back.
Yes.
Come to Monterey or Mazatlan or Cancun or India or Haiti or Nigeria. Plenty of opportunities. Backtoback.org. Go visit us. But if you want to go to Hands and Feet Project and you want to visit Haiti with them and do it. There are plenty of great organizations who are working on behalf and for the cause of orphans, and we're not going to be selfish about it. Find some place to serve and go out and do it.
And then watch what happens in your life afterwards.
You Absolutely.
Know, I'm always saying to our guests that come and visit, this is more than just like mission camp. I mean, this is not about having a cool photo album, or which nobody understands anymore. This is not about posting cool pictures on your social media site. This is about having, a reflective experience on, and then allowing it to shift something inside of you, so that from those days forward, think of every verb you know. You're going to live different, go different, spend different, talk different, work different. Everything will be different. And not that you were bad before an experience like that and then are good after, not that kind of before and after, but just the shift that happens when you surrender yourself and pour yourself out for a week. He cannot not help but fill you back up. And when he fills us back up, it shifts us to become more like him. So I just wholeheartedly invite our listeners to take advantage of one of these opportunities and come on a trip.
Absolutely. And as we've talked about before, we've had plenty of guests on. We would love you to do that, but you can serve down the street. You can serve in your community. You can serve. There are plenty of places for you to get involved in a life bigger than your own and see what happens. I mean, living an adventure is a lot more fun than sitting on the couch.
And then buying those guys' music. I mean, both sets of their music really... it's music with a higher purpose and exposing other people to the music. I mean, at the end, Will was giving us a couple opportunities of ways to get involved, and I think there are many entry points into the orphan care world, from as small as supporting people like Audio Journal and Mark Schultz, who are doing things for a greater cause, all the way to going on a trip or sponsoring a child or reading books about what's going on in the movement or finding a missionary who's doing it and coming alongside of them. Whatever it is that feels most comfortable for you in the entry point, or exposing your local church to the need, or coming alongside of a foster family in your church body. I mean, I could go on and on. There are dozens of ways you can find yourself swept up in what God's doing for the orphan.
Absolutely. Hey, it's a great show this week. Great stuff. Next week, I think you're going to be a little bit nervous. Anne Lamott is on our show, and I know that she's one of your favorite authors ever. She's going to be on the show.
I love her work.
Yep, and she's going to be on the show along with Paul Young. You may remember Paul, the author of The Shack. He's got a new book out called Crossroads. It's been out a little while, a couple months, but he's going to be on the show as well. So, man, just some interesting, honest people. What I love about their books, they're just raw and honest, and they're going to be on the show next week, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to it, too, and I know you and I have talked many times off the air about the idea that we are believers first, and then, I might be a writer, but I like that both Paul Young and Anne Lamott write works that appeal across the board to both believers and non-believers, and I really want to pick their brain on how it is they do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, if you like this show, you want to pass it on to somebody else or listen to it again yourself, you can go to reallifewithbethandrob.com, even bethkuchenberger.com, or iTunes and search Real Life with Beth and Rob. You can find the show at any of those places. They're free. Go ahead and download them. You can share them with whatever. Today's show, for example, people got to hear this show. I mean, these are good folks talking about great things. So go ahead and do that. You can join the almost 700,000 people who have done that before you to listen to all of our shows that are stockpiled there. So, Beth, thanks for another great show. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, sir. See you soon.
All right. This is Real Life with Beth and Rob, and we will see you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.